The Page County Sheriff's Office reports an accident and an arrest on Tuesday. Deputies responded to a single vehicle rollover accident at 2:50 p.m. Thursday, approximately 3 miles north of Shenandoah. On Highway 59. After investigation, it was determined that 69-year-old Neil Edward Kiesling of Imogene was driving a 2006 Ford F-350 pickup northbound. The truck was pulling a flatbed trailer with a piece of machinery on it, when for unknown reasons the trailer started to sway, causing the pickup to go into the east ditch and roll over. Kiesling wasn't injured and was the only person in the vehicle. No citations were issued. Also on Tuesday at approximately 6:30 p.m., Page County deputies executed an arrest warrant on 37-year-old Joseph Peterson of Rural Coin. Peterson was arrested at his residence for contempt, violation of a protection order, as stated on the warrant. Peterson was transported to the Page County Jail, where he's being held on $5,000 bond. Another Iowa farm has tested positive for bird flu. The Iowa Department of Agriculture says an egg-laying farm with 238,000 chickens brings the total number of infected farms to 50 in the state. The farm is in Sioux County, which now has 11 cases of bird flu. Once the disease is confirmed by a U.S. Department of Agriculture laboratory in Ames, all the chickens will be euthanized. Iowa has bird flu cases in 13 counties. Nearly 25 million chickens and 970,000 turkeys will die. Minnesota, where 4 million turkeys have been affected by the flu, reported no new cases on Wednesday. The USDA reports more than 150 confirmed cases nationwide, which will lead to the death of more than 32 million birds. Investigators are working to identify a body recovered from a marina in Sioux City. The Sioux City Police Department says the body pulled from the Millertime Landing Marina around 1:15 p.m. Wednesday is that of a male. Police say employees spotted him floating in the water. Sergeant Scott Hadding said that no cause of death has been determined, and he said the body was handed over to the Woodbury County Medical Examiner, who will perform an autopsy. No further information has been released. A judge has increased the bail for a Sioux City man who was granted a new trial in the death of his four-month-old daughter. Bail was raised from $50,000 to $100,000 for 25-year-old Paul Hill, who is charged with child endangerment causing the February 2009 death of Trinity Jo Hill. He has pled not guilty to the charge. The Sioux City Journal reports prosecutors requested the increase, saying that Hill might leave the area if released from custody. Hill's attorneys argued his bail shouldn't change because he had attended all his hearings prior to his original trial. Hill had been found guilty in June of 2010 and sentenced to 50 years in prison before he was granted a new trial in January, which is scheduled now for August the 4th. The Republican-led Iowa House has approved a $1.84 billion spending plan for Health and Human Services departments, offering less funding than Governor Terry Branstad or the Democratic-controlled Senate. In a 56-40 vote, the House approved the plan on Wednesday. It's less than the $1.9 billion budget backed by the Senate. Both sides now must work out a compromise deal for the budget bill, which includes funding for Medicaid, public health programs, and veterans. The House plan includes a strategy backed by Branstad and the Department of Human Services to keep two state-run mental health facilities open through December 15th. Earlier plans called for closing the facilities sooner. Republican House members also want to change the funding source for a family planning program, seeking to block abortion providers from offering care. Students at South Central Calhoun High School will attend classes at various locations throughout Lake City after a tornado damaged the structure. The Fort Dodge Messenger reports that the school officials say classes will be held in churches, a library, and a community center. The EF1 tornado on Sunday tore off the roof of the school's auditorium, where more than 100 people were gathered for an award ceremony. No one was hurt. A temporary roof will be installed until the damaged roof can permanently be replaced. Students on Tuesday were allowed back into the school to empty their lockers and gather their belongings. Other items from the school, including copiers, computers, and library books, were removed as well. May 28th will be the last day for all high school students in that district. And a virus known for attacking a horse's nervous system has been confirmed at a stable in Iowa's Warren County. The Iowa Department of Agriculture said Wednesday that the stable had several confirmed cases of a neurological disease associated with equine herpes virus infections. Officials say the disease poses no threat to humans. The disease was detected at the Warren County stable when horses began to show symptoms including fever, decreased coordination, lethargy, and inability to rise. A news release says the horses are being monitored and aren't permitted to leave the stable. The virus is spread through direct horse-to-horse contact. Objects contaminated with the virus, such as grooming equipment and feed and water buckets, also contribute to its transmission. KJAN News Time is 7:14.
Sometimes life hands you an unwelcome surprise. A broken bone, sports injury, or a hip, knee, or shoulder that just won't give you any relief can put you on the sidelines. Or worse, having to travel just to get the care you need. But not anymore. Cass County Health System is excited to welcome Dr. Edward Fisher, a board-certified orthopedic surgeon with over 25 years of experience. Dr. Fisher is skilled in a broad spectrum of orthopedic care, including joint replacements, sports medicine, hand and ankle surgeries, and fracture repairs. His expertise, combined with state-of-the-art equipment and facilities, brings a new era of orthopedic care to Cass County Health System. And thanks to our skilled rehab team, you can also do all of your rehab right here at home. To schedule an appointment with Dr. Fisher, please call the CCMH Outpatient Clinics at 712-243-7590. Cass County Health System. Neighbors caring for neighbors.
And now in your funeral announcements this morning, Asta Wichman, age 90, of Atlantic, died Sunday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Funeral services for Asta Wichman will be held today at 10:30 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church in Atlantic. Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic has the arrangements. Eddie D. Ruse, age 86, of Harlan, died Thursday. Funeral services for Eddie Ruse will be held on a Thursday today at 1 p.m. at the Congregational United Church of Christ in Harlan. Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan has the arrangements. Mara Lee Ruth Bertheson, age 70, of Sun City West, Arizona, died March 18th. A memorial service for Mara Lee Bertheson will be held Friday at 11 a.m. at the United Church of Avoca. Polly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has the arrangements. Dana Lynn Hansen, age 58, of Casey, died Tuesday at the Iowa Methodist Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Dana Lynn Hansen will be held on Saturday at 10 a.m. at St. John's Lutheran Church in Casey. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Stewart has the arrangements. Robert Bub Christensen, age 66, of Atlantic, died Friday at Manor Care in West Des Moines. Memorial services for Bub Christensen will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home in Atlantic. Graveside services for Warren and Ruth Roberts, formerly of Cumberland and Messina, will be held Saturday at 11 a.m. at the Messina Center Cemetery, north of Messina. Steen Funeral Home Messina is in charge of the professional arrangements. Betty Lang, age 86, of Audubon, died Tuesday at the Friendship Home in Audubon. Funeral services for Betty Lang will be held on Monday at 2 p.m. at the Our Savior's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home Audubon has arrangements. And Bart Webb, age 92, of Atlantic, died Wednesday at the Heritage House in Atlantic. Memorial services for Bart Webb are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. That's a look at the latest news and funeral announcements this morning here on KJAN. News is brought to you by Cass County Health System, Cass County Memorial Hospital in Atlantic. I'm Chris Parks, KJAN News.